because of the heat blistering on them. The stars falling, the moon darkened, the sun and the moon darkened, the stars of heaven coming down. What does all this mean? Well, there's going to be signs. And at the end, no one's going to understand except the wise. The wise will understand when it comes. You know, I'll tell you what. There's things written in the prophecies that men, they wrangle with, and they're fools. They have not learned to run with the footmen. They haven't overcome sin, and they're trying to overcome prophecies which God has hidden from the eyes of mankind. You know, Daniel, I don't understand. What does all this mean? And he says, Daniel, shut up the book. It's for a time appointed. When the end comes, it will speak. And the wise will understand. You don't have to be wise according to this world. You don't have to be able to figure everything out. If God has given you the wisdom that comes from God, you will understand when the time comes. The details. You know, like, I think some of the trumpets, I know this, that when the end times come, the whole world's going to realize we're in the end times. It's not going to be like some prophecy teacher declaring it on the news. Everyone's going to know the end is coming. And man, it's going to be a fearful time, all kinds of confusion. And people are not going to know what these things mean. And certain things are going to happen which are literal. And they're going to be fulfilled. And people are going to say, oh, just like in the Bible. The other things are going to come to pass. And they're not going to understand how it fits into the Bible. They're not going to understand the symbology and what certain things mean. Some things will not be recognized. Like when the mark of the beast comes, let him that hath wisdom count the number of the beast. People aren't going to recognize who that number applies to. They're not going to be able to say, that man is 666. He is the number of the beast, the mark of the beast. I understand the number of his name. They're not going to understand. They're not going to recognize the beast. Those that are wise will recognize him. The rest of the world is going to think he's God. They're not going to be able to count. They're not going to be able to reckon. It's not a question of how smart you are or how clever you are now, because no one knows now. Prepare your hearts. Settle it in your hearts. Because men's hearts are going to be failing them. There's going to be, you know how many heart attacks are going to be going on as the end times are? Men are literally going to be keeling over. Heart failure. Because of the things. The stress! The stress! They're going to be in distress! The sea and the waves roaring. Yeah, and that mountain falls into the sea. Where do you see the waves roar? Where do you see the fearful signs? And they're going to come. And what are you going to do? Your heart's going to fail you. Or have you settled it in your hearts? What's going to be? I've settled it in my heart. And if you study with me, I will help you settle it in yours. You want to prepare for the end times. I am the end times armorer. I will arm you. I will clad you in the strongest armor and fit you with the mightiest sword. Because that's what God has put it into my hand to do. I'm here to pass out weapons. I'm here to give out shields, swords, helmets, breastplates, belts, girdles, shoes, everything necessary. That you would be ready for the battle and prepared to fight. You just have to come and be fitted for it. Come and be fitted for it. And powers of heaven are going to be shaken. And they're going to fall to the earth. And what are men going to do? What are they going to do when they're falling to the earth? And then shall they see the Son of Man coming. After all these things. The details are given elsewhere, but there's going to be a lot of things they don't understand. Remember, he's in the temple. There's probably a mixed group there. He's not giving them as clear a picture as you get in Mark 13 and Matthew 24. And even though that picture is clearer, men who read the Bible don't understand because God has shut their eyes from the truth. And when these things begin to come to pass, especially these final, the signs that they're talking about, what is the sign? the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. Not just wars and commotions, the standard stuff we see every day. I'm talking about distress, perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. There's something coming on the earth! And my heart is failing me for the fear of it. That's not happened. I'll tell you, part of it's going to be that meteor scenario. I don't know how much of a warning they're going to get or what they're going to try to do. There'll be hail and fire mingled with blood, and they're going to fall on the earth. I don't know that the blood's going to come out of the sky. The hail and fire will come out of the sky, and the blood's going to come out of all those that are slain by it. That's how the blood's going to be cast on the earth when the hail and the fire strikes them down. It's a killing hail. A fire that burns. You know, we're talking about gravel balls of ice. Because it's going to be space ice, and that's nasty stuff. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. The fig tree is commonly understood of Israel. Right? And all the trees, though. There's not just one sign. But many signs. Should we look at all the nations and figure out what they're doing? Well, look at the sign of the figs. You know, people usually refer to Israel. I don't know if Jesus even meant that. What he's saying is when the trees shoot forth, you know that that's spring. Summer's coming. And so also when you see these things come to pass, what things? Israel becoming a nation, the times of the Gentiles being fulfilled? Well, I'm thinking more in terms of signs in the sun, the moon and the stars, the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring. I'm thinking of those kind of signs. When you see those things, know that it's coming. Jesus is going to return. The kingdom of God is nigh at hand. When you see these things come to pass, the generation that sees those things is not going to pass till all be fulfilled. And yes, Jesus intended that the men of his generation would live with that expectation. And he intended that the men of the next generation would live with that expectation. And then he intended that the men of our generation would live with that expectation. Because it is in preparation for those days that we become like him, that we grow up into him. That is the spur at our backs that moves us, that helps us come forward and become the sons of God. Becoming the sons of God is the number one thing you can do to prepare yourself for the days of distress. It's not taking more thought for your life. Taking more thought, what are you going to eat? I need to store food. I need to get a cellar and fill it with canned goods.